Good morning to everyone. In Romans chapter 12, verse 9 and 10, there is a few words that really touch my life. Every time I read this word, every time I'm meditating, the reality, the importance of this word. Because the world today, the sins not to use into action, this particular teaching, word of the Lord. The Apostle Paul is speaking very clear. He said, let love with the health, progressy, or with the health thing that you want for yourself. Because these things, they are evil. But then he said, cling with us a good, be kind, affectionate to one another with the great love and the honor and give respect to one another. This is what we're missing today. It's no long people respect one another. No long the church is loving one another. So my sharing with you this morning, I wanted to be share with you the love, the investment that my life for the last 30, 40 years I put it into people's life. The only way I can do it, because I love people with the new laws and regulations that come to the church, they really think I can no longer do this. But because of the love of God, the love I have from God to give it to the people, I will continue to love people with all my heart. Amen. So we said a church, they invest in your life. Of course, no money we're talking about. But we're talking about the investment of the heart, of the love that we have for one another. So it's very important, the investment that we have in one another. There are four important things that might you might not, many ways that the church can invest in people's life. The church invests in people's life with the type of return. We should be accept the return. How, Pastor, you want to return? First of all, let me tell you something. When you invest something, you expect to have a return. Amen. So you expect to have a return. If you buy a house, you want to have a return, or the blessed house. If you buy an investment, whatever you're doing, you expect to have a return. So in my life, in my family life, we love people. We expect a return of love into our family, into our church. So our church is a church that loves people. I have a friend who come to see me, and I want to tell you this story. A few days ago, they break my heart to hear what this story was all about in the church life today. So there are four things that the church is going to be putting into action into your life, in my life. There are four things, and I wanted to share with you. The first one is love. Love one another, how is Christ loving us? Amen. Love one another. If we love one another, they are so important. We love it not because you are a beautiful person. We love it not because you are a nice person or you do something good for us. We love it because God is telling us to love you. Amen. We don't love you with different kind of love as somebody else. We love you with all mission of the same mission. You know, sometimes my daughter, my family said, oh, you know, that person is valuable more than the other one. But in my love, I love every one of you. I love every one of you. Not really matter what sort of the position you have. Not really matter what you're doing. Not really matter what you do to help me. I still love. Because the love they invest in my life, it becomes so powerful. And so it is important. Love becoming number one. In Romans, we see this. In Romans 12, we saw this. Loving each other with the genuine affection and taking delight in honor each one. Hello? Hello, it's important. Our love is an investment in your life, an extension of the love that has been investing in God's house, in God's life, in God's life. In Hebrew, chapter 10:24, thinking of way to encourage one another to abhorrent of love and good deeds. So this is what we understand, that love is not that somebody thing. Love is become from God, because God giving all he has to love you and me. Our job is to find out how we love people. My job is to find out how we love people, how God loves the people. So he giving men and women of the church responsibility to invest in life, to love people. Here at the church, at the ICC church, we want to invest with the love of Jesus into your life. Amen. But when we invest with the love of Jesus into your life, of course we want to return. We want to see success in your life. We want to see blessing to your family. We want to see success in your marriage. We want to see success in your business. We want to see success in whatever you're doing, because this is our prayer. This is our life. Amen. So that is the return that we expect from you. The second thing that is really important is that it's a time. Time is very important. We needed to value the time we have. We needed to make sure that we're making a good use of our time. Our time is, unfortunately, is not here forever. Our time is got a time that we're passing through this world. But making the time valuable into your life. Can I hear amen for that? Amen. Making your time valuable. Don't spend your time and mess it up with your life. Don't spend your time and mess it up with your life. Well, I said to a young lady not long ago, because she was in trouble, from trouble to trouble, I said, don't waste your time in looking for this kind of people who ruin your life. By investing your time in your life, what will bring good for you? A prosperity into your life. If God already showed you that this young man is not good for you, not good for you to insist to waste your time. Because if it's not today, tomorrow, he will bring you to the ruin of your life. Hello? Is Pastor talking to me? No, I don't talk to you. No, not at all. The person I'm talking to is not the other chap. But if he was here, she knows what I'm talking about. So don't waste your time. Invest your time in a proper way. Because God will show you who is the person that got to be your friend, or you got to be your boyfriend, or you got to be your husband, or whatever it is. Because you needed to impact your time in God's presence. Amen. Amen. Many people here in the ISCC invested time in your life. Many people. I said many people. Why is many people? Because many people on stage here. The church is not run just by me or by my wife or by my daughter, but it's many you that part of this investment. So we have a great group of people who come and worship, and every week invest the time to come to prepare for them, for you, to give you the best that they can to, you know, to worship God. We have a Sunday school teachers, for example. They prepare time to prepare the lesson for the children. And we have people at the door, and we have people on the car park, and everybody who get involved, they spend the time in a proper way for because they love you. They don't do for me. They do because they love God. And the love of God is plenty to become to your life. This is the investment that we're talking about. That man, he don't like to hear when I said I'm investing in church life. He goes, oh, you don't have much money, maybe we say. But I have much money than what they have, believe me. Because I don't know what they have. I don't know if his house belongs to him or belongs to the bank or whatever. But my house belongs to me. The church belongs to God, not to anybody else. Amen. So he might have got the wrong idea, but I have a good idea for him. When I told him I invest in my life and to the people of life, he said, well, you don't have no money, so I don't really care about you. Amen. Well, it's important that we needed to have the time right, to invest in the right time. How we invest the time? To invest the time in a proper way. Don't waste your time for rubbish. Amen. A young lady came to me many years ago and she said to me, Pastor, is anything wrong for me to go to the nightclub? I knew what she wanted to hear. I knew what she wanted to hear. If I said, no, it's not good for you as a Christian girl to go to the nightclub, you would say, well, that's rubbish. But if I say, don't go, so you put a law on top of my life. I said, yeah, there's nothing wrong for you to go to the nightclub. Or I said to you, bring Jesus with you when you go. Bring Jesus with me when I go. How am I going to bring Jesus? I said, it's simple. Bring Jesus with you. I said, he said, why? I said, when you get to the nightclub, before you do anything in the nightclub, just go on the corner, lift your hands and praise Jesus and buy Jesus there. She was not very keen about that because, you know, the people on the nightclub is not a place to pray. He said, oh, Pastor, I can't do that. I said, if you don't bring Jesus with you, don't go. Don't go. Because if it's not today, tomorrow, it will be a problem into your life. If you want to listen to my advice, this is my advice. Bring Jesus with you. Because if Jesus is with you, wherever you are, on the nightclub, on any place on the world, if Jesus is with you, nothing will go wrong to you. Because Jesus is with you. But if Jesus is not with you, then there can be problem. Hello?
Hi.
I'm talking to young people. Nothing wrong to go on to the pub, to go on to the club, to go on to drink, nothing wrong. But one thing is wrong. If Jesus is not with you, if you believe in Jesus. Because if he's not there, he cannot protect you. Amen. If he's not there, he cannot protect you. The third thing I want to talk about, it's guidance. Guide one another. Guide one another. I remember a story in 1999. There was a big conference meeting in Sydney. And this, it was a pastor who came to preach to a conference from Africa. He was a missionary in Africa. But he wanted to bring some pastor from Africa, some young pastor from Africa, to show them, it was a many conference, I remember that, to show them the big meeting that we have in Sydney. So he wanted to show them. So he brought his 6-7 African pastor with him. I've been to Kenya, I've been many places in Africa. I know some places there. So when he got these pastors in Sydney, on the end of the service, they asked him, we want to go shop this afternoon because there was no longer meeting. The pastor said to them, Sydney city is very, very big. It's not like Gaborone. It's a very big city. He said, you might get lost. So no, we can go. We're okay. So this is 5 young pastors that took the bus in. From Castle Hill heading to Sydney. The pastor was a very clever man. He said, before you go, I'm going to give you a mobile phone. Just in case you get lost, you can call me and come to collect you. So that was a good idea. So they took the mobile phone in 1 hour. In 1 hour, they ring back to the pastor and said, Pastor, we don't know where we are. We got lost. We get wrong on the wrong bus, and so we don't know where we are. So the pastor said the simple thing. He said, walking to the end of the street, walking to the end of the street and telling me the name of 2 streets, and then I'll come to collect you. So the 5 African pastors walking to the end of the street and they saw traffic lights and they ring the pastor. They said, what do you see on the end of the street? We said, walking, not walking. Walking, not walking. Walking, not walking. So that was the traffic lights for life, you know, for signing, walking, 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 not walking, not walking. So the Australian pastor said, I don't know, why are you, why are you? And sometimes we add this sign, Amen. We are the sign. We need to have a guiding from the Holy Spirit. From the Holy Spirit. You need to prepare your life with the Holy Spirit. When I give this, I teach young people to get ready for preach. Matthew, get ready to preach because we're going to have an ICC church in Ghana. I usually give them a month to get ready. But my daughter just told me last night, oh, that's your time to preach. So, okay, whatever conversation I have with that people, I'll bring in my message. Amen. Amen. But I've been on the ministry for a long time. So you needed to guide yourself in the presence of the Holy Spirit because it's important to you to know. So we are in a place that even for we know, we needed to have guiding from the Holy One. Amen. I needed a guide. I needed to ask Him every day in my life, please guide me today. Protect me today. Give me somebody to show love and to help them. Because it's important that we get the guide, that guidance from the Holy One, from God's presence. Sometimes we're feeling down in ourselves and we don't know what to do. So I'm telling you, we're here, we love you. We're here, we love you. We have approximately 10 people who come for prayer meeting. If we know your problem, we pray for you. If we know that you're not feeling well, we pray for you. If we know that you have a problem with your family, we pray for you because we care of your life. So if you need help, you contact us, ring our church and office. You know, some mini pastors switch the mobile phone off, but my mobile phone is on 24 hours a day. Amen. My wife sometimes says, who called you tonight? Oh, I don't know, somebody from Kenya. So, because it was 1 o'clock in the morning. But my mobile phone is never switched off. Because I believe in investing people's life. So you need help, you call me. Sometimes I cannot help, but the best I can do is to be there with my presence to say I love you. Amen. I take care for you. A young lady went around to university and said to somebody, they said, you need a car, you're going to see Pastor Tung. You need a house, you're going to see Pastor Tung. You need to buy something, you're going to see Pastor Tung. You know, you can come and talk to me. Somebody told me this morning, said, you know all the street here? I said, really? I don't know the name, but I know the street. Because I've been driving the bus for a long time. It's important. It's important. So in Colossians, the Apostle Paul said in 1:28, so every way we go, we tell everyone about Christ. Amen. Every way we go, we tell everyone about Christ. We warn and teach them with the wisdom of God. And we giving us, we wanted to present them to God in perfect relationship with Christ. That is the investment that God wants us to have. Support one another. Support one another. Love, time, guidance, support one another. In 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 1, verse 4, confront us with all our trouble so that we can maybe have a victory over this trouble. We wanted to invest in your life by giving you support, whatever you need, whatever training you need for you to grow in a spiritual life. Am I here, amen? For you to grow in a spiritual life. Let me tell you a little story. One of the friends, he came to see me 2 days ago. And my daughter called me and said, there's somebody who wants to see you. When I saw him, he said, I wanted to have a cup of coffee with you. That was not the reason he came to tell me for the cup of coffee. He came to tell him a story. He came to tell me a story of a friend. I know this friend. we know each other for many, many years. He said, Pastor Tony, you know that Alan lost his wife a few last months or a couple of months ago. I said, no, I never knew. I knew that she was sick. He said, yeah, she passed away in the month of December. I said, I'm sorry, I was in Kenya the month of December. I missed that. I never hear. He said, yeah. He said, it would be good if you give me a call. So I went after we finished the coffee, so I went upstairs and I got to my phone and ring him up, Alan. Alan, I'm sorry you lost your wife at the age of 65. And I was, knew she was sick for a long time. He said, Pastor Tony, he said, you're the only one that called me about my wife. I said, what? This man attended a church, and I mentioned the name of the church here in Newcastle for 35 years. He was the chaplaincy man at the hospital Johnny Hunter for 12 years. And chaplaincy men at the nursing home, very close to us, for 5 years. No one calling him in a time of depression, a time of worry, a time of... No one, he said, Pastor, no one called me, asking me about my wife. No one from the church. What? Our church, we don't want to be like that. We don't want to be that kind of church. We want to be a church with love. We want to be a church with, if somebody needs us, we need to be there. We want a church to invest our life of other people. When Alan told me that, I was shocked in my life. Because this man, he'd been giving his life for more than 30 years serving church. I remember he was a leader of the Gideon. And you know what Gideon is doing. Go around and give a Bible to everyone. And he brings so many boxes to me to give it to the international students so many times. He was a man who dedicated his life unto serving God. And that day his wife passed away. I never knew anything. I was in Kenya. If you know, I was sent him in a mile or something. This shocked me, that story. ICC Church is not like that. I'm making sure that if you need help, I want to be there for you. A prayer meeting, you will never be close. Not even if myself and Jimmy here, we still pray for you. Amen. Because the prayer meeting is the light of the church. There is no church that can run in victory and successful victory without a prayer. Because the prayer is the key for everything you need. You want to have a blessing in your life? Start to pray. Because they pray. I pray for people. They really don't love me. They hide me. And I know so that when I pray for these kind of people, this blessing I give to them, and they come back to me double. Amen. 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 Praise God. So, of course, Pastor Tony, I invest in my life into you people. Or I expect to return. I know I expect to return. What kind of the return are you expecting, Pastor? I expect the return of unity into the church and bless one another. And when we need help, we got to stand together to do the victory of the Holy Spirit in God's presence. That's what I expect. I don't expect your money. Because your money is belong to God. If God wants, He'll give it to me. Amen. He will. Because I told you, He will. Because one day, when I started to building this place, I have only $40,000. And Jimmy can say whatever, because he knows the story. We have $40,000 on the bank. We're going to build this station up. We're going to build the two-story. The building wanted $250,000. And that we don't have that money. He said, I want 50% before you start. And they said, so much on the way. I said, we have not that money. And God told me, start with what you have. Amen. And when we finish the whole building, we still have $40,000 on the bank to do the rest of the job. How would that happen? I don't know. Because God is in control of your money. Amen. My money. If you don't give in to God, God will not give in to you. Amen. So you're in trouble tomorrow. So I'm not here expecting you to return with your wallet. I'm expecting you to return with the unit of love to the rest of the people. Amen. So let me conclude very clear. Fellowship, love, and support was the principle of the early church. Hello? The principle of the early church was that, the apostolic teaching. There was this four principle. There was a fellowship, Lord's Supper, and pray. There was the church begin. Preaching, Lordship, and pray together. Amen. Every time they would get together, the church was triple and double and double because of the unity of the Holy Spirit, the teaching, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the presence, the God was there, the, you know, the investment they put into the people's life. They changed the world. They changed the world. The gospel, it changed the world. If we're looking back 50 years ago, talk about in my country, in Italy. In Italy is a very developing country. 50 years ago, the woman in my village was this level of demand. My father can go buy whatever he wants and never consult my mom. He can do whatever he likes. Nobody can talk to him. My mom has no power into the family. My mom has only power to cook and to keep the kids clean. That's the only way. Today, in Italy, the world is changed. They're equal, male and female, because the gospel changed the culture of the devil. Amen. The gospel is bring blessing into the life of the people. Amen. So we want to finish. We want to stand before the presence of the Lord and this morning. I just want to just finish this message, the investment, the message I give it to you. It's love, timing, guidance, support, and pray. Amen. Love, timing, guidance together, support, and pray. Because if we do that, we have a prosperity life, prosperity church. Whoever bless you, it is God's power. Amen. Nobody else. Not a big church, not a small church, no Hillsong, no whatever you want to go. The blessing comes only from the resource of the heaven. Amen. From God. He's the only one. And I want everybody to close your eyes. I just want to pray for you. If you feel it, if you feel it that you want to invest into this love environment, or you have some problem to love some person or to care for some person, just lift your hands. I want to pray for you because I know that God can change things. I saw your hands. Keep your hands up. I can pray for you. Father, I thank you. I see your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray together. Father, we come before you, Lord. We ask you to help us to invest our love into your presence, Lord. We pray for your people, Lord. The one that lift your hands before you tonight, this morning, Lord Jesus, touch their heart, transform their heart, give them a power, Lord, give them anointing. Lord, we ask you, Lord, whatever we couldn't do, you can help us to do it. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name.